Well, family first, say it's shambolic. And we should be maintaining a sort of family day where you can't go shopping. Bob McCoskrey joins us. Hi there, Bob.
Morning, James.
Yeah, so look, you're taking the fact that it's a shambles to mean that really we shouldn't be messing with the Easter trading laws.
Well, one of the justifications for changing the law in the first place, liberalising it, was that there was inconsistencies across the country. So I think it was Wanaka couldn't open, but Queenstown could, or the other way around it might have been. So this, you know, this was one of the things. The Workplace Relations and Safety Minister, Michael Woodhouse, when he introduced the law change, he said, you know, look, they're out of date, and there's an unfair advantage for certain businesses and regions that can continue trading while others stay shut. Well, the ironic thing is that you've got this exact same scenario leading up to this Easter, because I don't know if you've sort of kept up with the various decisions around the country, but you've got Wellington, who have failed to make a decision in time, yet you can just travel over the hill to Masterton and Carlton, they're going to be open. And the Bay of Plenty, Tauranga have run out of time, but Rotorua are going to be open. And so this inconsistency has just carried on, because one local authority can allow Easter Sunday trading while another doesn't.
Right. So what's that they all get? What's that they all get in unison, and they all just open? Everyone just opens on Easter and be done with it?
Well, look, I'll agree with you and say, yes, it should be done at a national level and be done with it, but I'll disagree with you and say, why? I mean, the benefits of work-life balance and observing cultural holidays, it's hard to quantify, but the research shows families want to spend more time together. Kiwis are working too long, and Easter weekend especially, which is one we're talking about at the moment, is traditionally about family reunions, family camps, family holidays, and for some church attendance together. So the justification that's been used for Easter Sunday is going to be the same justification that's used for Good Friday, and then it's going to be for Christmas Day, and then it's going to be for Anzac Day.
All right. So would you have any objection to changing the name of the holiday? I mean, it doesn't, you know, is it the fact that it's a Christian holiday? Can we just call it a family holiday?
It's nothing to do with that. It's to do with the fact that holidays, public holidays, actually do a nation good. And if I had my way, I'd extend them. I'd go back to having public holiday on Queen's birthday and Labour weekend as well. Look, there's a great quote from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks in a book called The Politics of Hope, and he compares it. He says, public parks make no economic sense at all. We leave a whole lot of space unbuilt on and not capitalised in any way, but that's not the reason we have them. We have parks because they do us good. They do not make economic sense, but they do us good, end of quote. And that's the exact same with public holidays like Easter and Christmas and Anzac Day and others, is that they don't make economic sense, but they do us good as a nation, and we shouldn't give them up.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. That is Bob McCoskrey, Family First National Director.